Good afternoon from 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. I'm Craig Riley, and here are the top stories we're following on this Wednesday. Pitt's search for a basketball coach does not include Sean Miller. After it was reported by the Post-Gazette that Miller and athletic director Heather Lyk had discussed the vacancy, the Arizona coach tweeted, quote, "I am not a candidate for the University of Pittsburgh men's basketball head coaching vacancy. I wish them well in their search for a new coach," end quote. Our Andrew Filipponi tweets out that he heard Pitt had met, specifically Heather Lyk had met with Sean Miller, and that Miller was interested in the job, but Pitt did not offer it because Lyk didn't want to stake her reputation on Sean Miller, given his current legal problems under the FBI investigation. The story will continue, and as it does, we still have no word on what Dan Hurley's doing. He was reportedly offered more than $3 million a year by Pitt. Hurley is weighing his options, which also include going to UConn or staying at Rhode Island. He said yesterday that he would have a decision within 24 hours. Here we are later than that, still waiting. We'll see what happens. In some Penguins news, the Pens and Canadiens hook up for the second time in a week, this time at PPG Paints Arena. While the Pens were losing to the Islanders in Brooklyn, the Canadiens were in Pittsburgh waiting for them. No morning skate for the team. We still await Mike Sullivan's lineups for the game. Carey Price will start in goal for Montreal. He's been out a month because of a concussion. And the Pens and Blue Jackets are now tied for second in the division, 4 points behind the Capitals. The Pens are the only Metro Division team in action. Switching gears to the Pirates, pitching coach Ray Searge today explained why Trevor Williams is a more developed pitcher than Chad Kuhl at this point as Williams takes the mound for the team tonight.
If you notice where Kuhl came from, he came from Delaware and that baseball region there. And if you look where Williams came from, he came from Arizona State and that baseball atmosphere out there. Okay, which one is going to be more competitive?
Across the league, the Orioles and free agent right-hander Alex Cobb finalized a four-year contract reportedly worth around $60 million. Today was Pitt's pro day for aspiring NFL players. Among those taking part was tackle Brian O'Neill, who looked to build on a strong showing at the combine.
I think today was real football. That's what we love to do. This was way more fun than the combine, to be honest, because it's real applicable things. Not that the combine isn't, but that's what was the sole focus today for me, was coming out and playing ball and playing hard. And that's what I was able to do. I feel good with how things went, so I think I'm in a good place.
O'Neill was set to meet with a New York Giants coach following the workout and has a meeting set up later in the week with Steelers own line coach Mike Munchak. And finally, word came out today that every round of the NFL draft will air on network television next month for the first time, as Fox will simulcast the NFL Network's coverage of days 1 and 2, and ESPN's coverage of day 3 will be shown on ABC. I'm Craig Riley for 93.7 The Fan.